relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Arms, and check out their amazing line of U.S. made firearms, KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. Okay, I teased it, what, an hour ago? The president's recent statements and also his interview on vaccines and mandatory enforcement of vaccines. First, his official statement on the LeBron James fracas. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. LeBron James should focus on basketball rather than presiding over the destruction of the NBA, which has just recorded the lowest television ratings by far in the long and distinguished history of the league. His racist rants are divisive, nasty, insulting, and demeaning. He may be a great basketball player, but he is doing nothing to bring our country together. Never a true word. I mean, really, what is LeBron James doing to make anything better? He may be profiting from those Chinese slave labor sweatshops making his shoes, his trainers. But what is he doing for Americans to bring us back together? In a less divided fashion, nothing. He's pouring fuel on the flames. Then we have this report. Trump gives thumbs up on Post's push for life-saving COVID vaccine. The New York Post's push to get New Yorkers to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated against the coronavirus is drawing a big thumbs up from Donald Trump. This is according to Michael Goodwin from the New York Post. The former president is on board with the campaign. I'm all in favor of the vaccine, Trump said. Well, didn't warp speed actually happen under him? So, guys, this isn't newsworthy, but what comes later is. It's one of the great achievements, a true miracle, and not only for the United States. We're saving tens of millions of lives throughout the world. We're saving entire countries. Later, he's asked about whether or not, however, these should be mandated. If we didn't have a vaccine, it would have been just like the 1918 Spanish flu. The vaccine is a great thing, and people should take advantage of it, Trump said, before adding, quote, nobody should be forced. We have our freedoms. Very, very clear. It is a miracle. Four vaccines created in less than a calendar year. Utterly historic achievement. But at the end of the day, he's right. Whether or not you take it, whether or not you get the vaccine, whichever one it is, should be your choice. Your body, your choice. No forced mandate, no vaccination passports. It would be utterly un-American. Thank you, Mr. President. Let's go back to your calls. John's been waiting since the last hour very patiently in California. Line 5. John, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, happy Second Amendment Friday to you.
Thank you kindly.
Hey, question. Well, regarding the Second Amendment, what's your preferred cleaning product for your firearms? Like Hoppe's Number 9 or CLP or Ballistol or...
CLP. I mean, I change them up, and each range bag is a different thing. For basic just care and maintenance, I'm old school. I love WD-40, but CLP is an all-round one. And, it's good enough for the military, good enough for me.
Ah, perfect. Outstanding. Yeah, I've been trying on Ballistol lately. It seems to work pretty good.
Which one?
But Ballistol?
Ballistol. Got it. Yes, I'll have a look at that one.
Yeah, it's good for fires, but all kinds of other stuff, too. It's a pretty good product. So, but the real question, reason why I called, I'm wondering if you've ever seen the movie The Final Countdown with Kirk Douglas, Martin Sheen, and James Farentino?
Farentino, right. Wasn't that a kind of update of the Philadelphia experiment with an aircraft carrier that goes back in time or something?
Yes, although I think it came out prior to the Philadelphia experiment coming out. But, yeah, a carrier, the USS Nimitz, went through a storm out at sea, and then they find out that they're in 1941 off the coast of Pearl Harbor before it got attacked. So, and then they have to determine, well, do we get involved, or do we just let it happen? And so it was actually a really well-done movie, and it really showed, put a good spotlight on naval aviation. And all, and I was just wondering if you'd ever seen it.
I have seen it. I have to slightly disagree with you, John. I'm not sure it was quite what I would call well done. A little bit ropey around the edges when it came to special effects, but an amazing cast, a fun concept, and one thing that I can guarantee you, my producer has not seen. Thank you, John, for that reminder of a time-traveling movie with a nuclear aircraft carrier. We have to share with you some amazing cuts again on the topic of vaccines. What do you think the mayor of New York thinks about the president's statement on no mandatory vaccinations? Did you guess it? I think you guessed it right. Bill de Blasio, cut 8 on the coronavirus vaccine.
We want to hold the line through June, so we'll keep, the masks on and we'll do all the things we need to do. After that, we'll be able to reassess. And I think you're right that one of the things we can say to people is, if you want to get rid of the masks, if you want to get rid of the social distancing, if you want to get rid of the restrictions, go get vaccinated. And we're going to have to keep masks and restrictions in place until we're 100% sure we're out of the woods. And the best way to know we're out of the woods is to see those vaccination numbers go up and up.
Do you understand what he's doing? He's actually holding your freedoms hostage. He's saying, if we don't see total vaccination, the social distancing, the shutdown, and the masks remain. This is a man who, remember, in that long interview for that magazine puff piece, actually said, we have enough money in America. It's just in the wrong hands. What does that mean? It means he's a Marxist. And whether it's your money or whether it's your freedoms, it's the same. He gets to control. Why? Because he's in Gracie Mansion. He gets to go to the gym when everything is locked down in his limousines. He doesn't have to abide by any of the regulations that he's forcing upon the people of New York. Now, I have friends who live there, and I've heard the stories. It's never, ever going to recover. I don't buy that. I think that's a fundamentally un-American attitude. It's one of the greatest cities in the world. It's gone through periods before Rudy Giuliani arrived, where it was a nightmare. It was a hell hole. But what happened? It recovered. Why? Not by accident. Not because there was some cycle of change and it just dipped back. Because of leadership. So it can come back. It should come back. But it's up to the people of New York. Imagine today. So I met somebody recently, an unassuming older woman, who has refused to wear a mask at all. At all. Not sitting at home, not hiding, but going out and living her life. If she can do it, why can't all of us do it? We're talking about a disease that has a less than 1% mortality rate. It's obscene that we're doing what we're doing to our children in the schools. And it's absurd, it's moronic, if you're not a vulnerable individual and you're abiding by these dictatorial mandates. How about if those who are still in New York, who are left in Manhattan, said, no, de Blasio, we're not doing it. You can stuff your communist regulations. We're going to live as free men and women. What is he going to do? Arrest you all? I don't think the NYPD would comply. It's time to live as free men and women. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. It's Second Amendment Friday. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Carl Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor and check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons. I carry a 9mm car. That's KAHR.com. KAHR.com. We're going to have with us Jim Carafano, I think so, momentarily. He's out there meeting with important conservatives. Before we get Jim on the line, your call's line to Al, California. Al, welcome. Al. Oh, sorry. John in South Carolina, line two.
Hey, that was quick. I haven't been here but about 3 seconds. That's the fastest you've ever done a turnaround on
hey,
me, Dr.
it's John. Come on. It's Friday.
I'm astounded. Listen, in light of the incident with the policeman who so valiantly shot the teenager who was attempting to stab the other girl, it brought up what influences has Hollywood had on us and the ridiculous ideas they've implanted in our minds that we can shoot people in the leg, or we can hold a gun on them and make them drop the gun or fire a warning shot or any number of other things like that.
I'm not sure. It may be, John, it may be the influence of Hollywood. It may be just stupid people. But I think it's also, it's a sign of somebody who's never shot a gun.
Well, absolutely. But think in terms of this. Think in terms of the incredible cliche of where somebody is holding a gun to a hostage's head
yes.
and says, "Drop your gun." Well, you never surrender your gun. And right. if you shoot the hostage, idiot, I can suddenly shoot you. I'll have a clear shot at you. So why don't you go ahead and shoot the hostage? I think there actually was a Keanu Reeves movie that had that in there, where he was an L.A. cop. But, you know, right. you can't shoot the gun out of somebody's hand. According to FBI statistics, 4 out of 5 pistol shots miss.
And oh, if you look at the shocking statistics, and some of it has to do with lack of training, but if you look at police engagements and number of shots fired and number of shots that actually, you know, meet the target, it's a little bit disturbing. And that tells you that even when you are aiming for the body, okay, under high stress situation, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And the idea that you're going to hit somebody's wrist or somebody's leg, and by the way, study some medicine, guys. You hit somebody in a limb, doesn't stop anything. It doesn't stop them at all. If it's not a center of mass, nervous system, or vital organ hit, the threat to you or the person who's about to be harmed is maintained. It doesn't stop. So at the end of the day, what did you say at the beginning about the officer? What was the adjective you used? Anyway.
He's
a hero. He's a hero.
Yeah, absolutely heroic. Let me commend to you the Gun Digest book of combat handgunnery. 3rd edition by Chuck Kerwan, K-A-W.
I don't know that author. I have a huge library. Do that again?
Yeah, it's Chuck Kerwan, K-A-R-W-A-N.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that he suggests, he says the only shooting-to-wound technique that ever works, and this was suggested by Masoud Ayoub. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yes, Ayoub. A legend, an absolute flipping legend.
He really is. He suggests that if someone is charging you with a knife, and police officers are more fearful of knives than they are of guns, because,
yes.
you know, in close quarters, you don't miss, and you get butchered close up. So inside 21 feet, you know, somebody can charge you in less than a second.
Yeah,
you know,
they say 3 seconds.
He said one of the best ways to stop them is to shoot at the pelvic girdle.
I remember.
And it actually will knock them down if they're charging you. Now, it's still a small target.
Right.
It's still not center mass.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing to look at. But think.
Are you familiar with the Seven Trees, the weapon that was called the ASP 9mm designed by Seven Trees?
No, I'm not, actually.
I'm going to get really geeky here for a second, but he started it. There is a system of shooting. look it up. It's called the Quell system, Q-U-E-L. And it's similar to that one, and it determines the best shooting stance for the good guy and also the best target area if you are looking at nervous center hits. Pelvic, very hard thing to do, relatively small target. The nervous system, a little bit more longitudinally of a target. Check out the Quell system, Q-U-E-L, and it's based upon a classic weapon that was designed actually for the CIA called the ASP 9mm. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I don't want to lose 2.5 million of our 3 million listeners. I know I like guns, but maybe not all of you do. Check it out. John, great call. Thank you kindly. Let's go to Sam in Orlando, line 4. Welcome, Sam.
Lord Gorka, thanks for having me back.
Anytime, buddy.
All right. All right, so I'm listening to your show, and a civil war is going to be inevitable. I mean, things are saying 2 years, 4 years, and I'm really tired of hearing all the falseness being blown around. If this is what they want, but take no credit to it, we won the first one. Like, we got a World War One, we got a World War Two. We'll have a Civil War One, we'll have a Civil War Two. We won the first one, we'll win the second one. But I think what we need to be aiming at is all the problems, not our brothers and sisters, but people that want to be gang members, people that want to be Antifa or any of these other people, whoever they are. We designate them as the enemy and then let the Democrats see we're not to be toyed with. And again, do not do this again or it could go a lot worse.
Hang on, hang on. Let me try and understand what you're saying. So you have an expectation that there will be a second civil war, but the people that the patriots should be fighting are the criminals, the gang members. Is that what you're saying, Sam?
Sir, yes, sir. How do you get rid of the devil? Get the devil gone.
I hope you're wrong, my friend. I hope you're wrong. 600,000 dead in the last one. If they want to precipitate one, it could be even more. I hope you're wrong. Thank you, Sam. Thank you for your call. But I know one thing. If they're coming after my guns, it's not happening. Shall not comply. Hashtag shall not comply. Chris, Massachusetts, line 5. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you. The thought just struck me, and I need your input. It's more studied gentleman than I am, really. You remember the Atlas Shrugged book?
Yes.
By Ayn Rand? And could there be a case made that our dear President Trump, who was not installed but was elected, that he is relatable to John Galt because he built up our economy and people mistreated him? He walked away under duress, having the election stolen from him. And he reminds me of John Galt. Who is John Galt? I thought,
yeah, interesting. I'm not a big fan of Ayn Rand, or I don't think it's a well-told story. Let me ask the professor, Shad. DJT, John Galt parallels.
I think that, you know, building like a parallel infrastructure in the way that John Galt does in Atlas Shrugged is sort of what's happening right now, you know, with the president in of coming from Florida, you know. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. I think he's on the money.
I will have to revisit that. Thank you, Chris. Let's thank him by sending him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Stay on the line, Chris. More of your calls and hopefully some guests soon if we can find Mr. Carafano. He's usually very reliable. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to not find relief? Then check out this 100% drug-free product that I take, my wife takes, my daughter takes every single day. Why? Because it works. You've got to see the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then try for yourself. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words, but for a reason. Because it's real. Because it works. Find out for yourself, whatever the nature of the pain, wherever it is in your body, try the 3-week quick starter pack. Call 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. What have you got to lose? You know it makes sense. You deserve to know. Do it today. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
As I promised yesterday, I promised snacks. I did not bring them in here, but my mother-in-law made homemade chocolate chip cookies for you guys. So there's one for each of you in here. We will do it in a COVID-safe way. But thanks, everyone, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi. Did they say mom? Thanks, mom. Thanks, Jeff. That's hilarious. I'm so glad Jeff told me to play that. It was, that just took me back to my time in the White House. It's the way they treated us. So it's just, hey, thanks. Thanks, Dr. G. Thanks, President Trump. That's exactly how the journalists treated us. Wow. That was a blast from the past. Seriously. Oh, get me a bucket. Okay. Let's go to Craig in Arizona, line 1. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Gorka. I have to tell you,
And with no disrespect to Sean Hannity, I tend to listen to your show a little bit more. My gun question is, have you ever fired the Glock 22 pistol?
I haven't. I was at SHOT Show when you're allowed to have events 2 years ago with a big hullabaloo when Glock launched their 22 caliber handgun, and I handled it. I sat down with the Glock people there at the show, but I've never shot it. Why? Do you have one?
I do have one. I have yet to shoot it. And
what? What are you waiting for? 22 ammo? Come on.
Well, they had a lot of fires here, and they were restricting gunfire out in the deserts, so I kind of couldn't at the time I bought it.
All right. Get some ammo. Go and shoot it. And I want to know specifically, because this is what, all semi-automatic 22s are super finicky when it comes to ammunition. So I want to know one question. The Glocks in 9 and 40 and 10 and 45 are incredibly reliable weapons. I want a report from Greg in Arizona on how reliable the 22 is. Will you call back?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Also in Arizona, David, line 4. Welcome.
Hey, Dr. Gawker. How you doing?
Good. What's that accent? That's not Arizona.
Well, I spoke to you once before, originally Manchester, England.
I knew it, you Mancunian devil, you. Okay, what brings you to our shores today?
So I heard you're meeting with the American sheriff tomorrow, Sheriff Lamb.
Yes, we're going with Mr. G to Arizona to check out what's really going on the border.
Well, two things you should bring. Wear some shorts, because it's 90 degrees.
We looked at the temperature, 96 degrees for tomorrow, David.
It's pretty brutal, Sebastian, pretty brutal. So,
but as Eric said, it's a dry heat.
Yes, it is. So I do have a firearms question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm sure Sheriff Lamb has his own ammo and guns you could use, but I hope you get some range time while you're out here and enjoy it.
I think we'll be a little busy. So he's got us going to the border. We're going to check out the border. I'd love to go shooting at the range, but then, don't tell anybody, we're going on a counter-narcotics smuggling, what do they call it, ride-along after the sun sets.
Oh.
It's going to be cool.
All right.
Got to be cool.
All right. Well, if you can squeeze in some range time, that would be awesome.
So are you a gun guy, David?
I am. I have my guns. I like all my tactical stuff. So here's a quick question for you.
No, here's a quick question for you. What is your favorite? What do you have a penchant for? What do you like shooting or collecting?
Well, you hate them. The AR-15, I love my Daniel Defense.
I don't hate them. Yeah, I just hate the caliber. I've got like 10 AR-15s, but they're 300 caliber. I've got an AR-10. I've got a Beowulf in 50 cal. They're ergonomically superb, but they shoot a little pipsqueak of a round.
I know. But I love my Daniel Defense. It's
nice.
My favorite AR.
Nice. That is a very nice piece of kit.
So I'm going to pose a question to
you.
If you had $2,000 in your hand, and you're looking at a Staccato 9mm or a Gemtech suppressor, what would you do?
What's the first one?
A Staccato.
Oh, Staccato. The Staccato, then the 2011. Oh, dude, that is hard. Ugh.
What would you do?
which Staccato? The 9mm double stack or the single stack?
The 9mm C and the CP.
Okay, easy answer. Do you have any suppressors already?
No, it's my first one.
You got to go with the suppressor. I'm sorry. You can get the Staccato later. I know the guys at Staccato. I'll help you out, David. If you don't, if you've got guns already, you got to get a can. You got to get a can. That's my answer, David. You got to get the suppressor first.
That's today's toss-up. Sebastian.
What a great choice. Stay on the line. I don't know if we've given this crazy Mancunian any books before, but let him choose whatever he wants, because he's a good guy. And he posed, that is a very, that was our best Second Amendment Friday question so far. Nicely done. 96 degrees. It's going to be crazy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for their freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday, and you should support them too. Check out their amazing range of weapons at kahr.com. That's Carr Firearms, kahr.com. It's Second Amendment Friday, and somebody's got a question about a Carr firearm. He's Jackson in Denver, line 5.
Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Gorka, I am a left-handed shooter.
Oh,
at a disadvantage.
You are. I'm sorry. Southpaws always at a disadvantage.
Well, except when you're playing first base.
Or tennis. It can really screw with the person you're playing tennis with.
My wife is a tennis player, and she plays left, and she burns everybody. But let's talk about left-handed shooters.
Yes.
You know, since I'm a left-handed
are you
shooter...
Right? Which eye is dominant? That's the first question. You're left-handed, but are you left-eye dominant or right-eye dominant?
I am left-eye dominant, but...
That is baseball, really rare. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I throw left and bat right.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay, but Well, I follow other left-handed shooters, okay? Angelina Jolie, left-handed. Bruce Willis, left-handed.
He is Tom left-handed, Cruise. Yes.
Yes. Tom Cruise is left-handed.
Really?
So watch their movies. They're all left-handed shooters. But my favorite is on Blue Bloods, Donnie Wahlberg as Danny Reagan. He prefers the Carr 9mm stainless steel model.
Because?
I don't know. You're watching Blue Bloods. That's the piece that he carries.
You know, I used to like Blue Bloods, Jackson. And like every good show that starts off neutral or mildly conservative, two seasons in, it goes woke. And I just gave up. Are you still watching it?
I agree with you, Doctor. This season, they should have canceled it after last year.
Yeah, yeah. And I love Selleck. I mean, Selleck was, I think he was a member of the NRA board. He was one of the spokesmen for the NRA for years. And he's a gun guy, and Magnum PI was so cool. He had his 1911. He had his Detonics 9mm as well. But another show that they ruined. All right, so what's your preferred carry gun then, Jackson?
I've got the Sig Sauer P365. XL model.
Why is everybody buying that? Everybody's raving about the P365. I got two of them, but yeah, it's a good gun. Why did you go for the XL though? It's kind of weird. The proportions are weird.
Well, you know, I've got my hand isn't that small, but with the extended mag, it's a perfect fit.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Yeah. Good questions. And Wahlberg knows his stuff if he's carrying a car. Thank you, Jackson. Great call. Let's go to Josh in Cleveland, wants to talk about police stats and shootings. Line two. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Good.
So I read a stat not too long ago that was talking about the number of rounds it would take to stop a person versus if they were carrying concealed or if they were a police officer. And if they're a police officer, it normally takes about 7 rounds to stop the pursuant.
Okay.
Whereas a person that was carrying concealed, they would take about 3 rounds.
It's not actually the stat, if I remember it well, and I don't mean to correct you here. The stat for a civilian use of a concealed weapon is not 3 rounds to stop somebody. 3 rounds is the average number of rounds actually fired in a civilian engagement.
Yes.
It's crazy. I mean, people are like, I need a 15-round mag. I need extra mags. Three actual cartridges are expended in the average civilian firearms engagement. Yeah, it's crazy.
That is the reason why I normally prefer to carry a single stack versus a double stack.
Well, on that logic, you can carry a wheel gun, and I love wheel guns. I love 44 yes. Magnum snub nose 38. So what's your single stack preferred choice?
My single stack is the Smith & Wesson. I can't remember the model. I had it for a couple
M&P.
Of years.
No, M&P is a double stack. So what caliber is it?
It was a 9mm.
9mm single stack Smith. Yes. It's got to be going back a ways. When did you buy it?
Yes. Ooh. It was used old, and I bought it 5-6 years ago.
Oh, hang on. Is it the classic? This is the first 9mm my dad bought us. Is it possibly the first ever double action American-made 9mm? Was it the Model 39?
It might have been. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Now you're taking me back.
Yeah.
Now you're taking... Thank you, Josh. Thank you for that question. Yeah. When my father got us into shooting when I was a kid, the first centerfire handgun that he bought us in the UK... Oh, my gosh. In the UK back then, when you can own firearms, you had to be a member of the local gun club in good standing... Then you had to apply to the police, and the police, the local bobby, I can still remember sitting on our couch, 2 coppers showed up at our house, came in, and they didn't actually inspect it physically, but we had to ensure them that we would secure the weapons. You have to have a safe, or you have to have some kind of gun cabinet before you can actually buy your first firearm. And back then, it was a firearm certificate. And you had to apply. This is crazy, guys. But this is what they want here before they ban them all, like they did in England. You had to apply to the police for every time you wanted to buy a gun. It wasn't a license, and then you buy what you want. Every flipping time you wanted to buy a gun, you had to get permission from the police. But the first centerfire handgun he bought, nickel-plated, original Smith & Wesson Model 39. Take me back, guys. Thank you. Thank you. What a fabulous line of caller. This has been our strongest Second Amendment Friday since maybe we began. Although Ted Nugent was pretty good. Ted was pretty good, too. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
I don't think you want to talk about the president that way, because I think he's done a great job of trying to get us vaccinated, which is the way we get out of this thing. And I mean, when he talks about July 4th, the only way we don't get to have parties and celebrations with small groups on July 4th is if the anti-vaccination crowd carries the day and not enough people get vaccinated by the 4th of July.
Dr. Juan Williams, epidemiologist extraordinaire. You know, one of the funnest things about the five, especially now that they're not in the same studio together, we don't get to watch it here because, well, with the sounds off and it's on the background. You know, the funnest thing about the five is that it's like the Brady Bunch with the kids in the boxes, is watching the faces of Greg Gutfeld and Jesse Waters when Juan Williams is talking. Is that Shad, am I right?
Yeah, Greg is inventing new elaborate ways to contort the human face. It's really amazing to watch.
It is a special form of pantomime, mime entertainment. Let's go to Bethesda, Maryland. Is it Champa, line three?
Yes, hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi, how do you pronounce your name properly? I don't want to butcher it.
Oh, that's okay. I'm Champa.
Champa, where's that from? Where's that lovely name from?
I'm originally from Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dr. Gorka, I love your show. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
I know that you speak up for the voiceless, so I want to let you know that we keep vigil for babies who are being aborted up to 9 months in Bethesda, Maryland. We are a group of Catholics that get together and keep a prayer vigil every first Sunday of the month from 2 to 3. So our next vigil is on May 2nd, Doctor.
What's the location? Where do you meet for that vigil?
Yes, we are on Old Georgetown Road at Rock Spring Drive, just north of Democracy Boulevard.
I know it well. So the first Sunday of every month, 2 to 3 p.m., you have your prayer vigil for the unborn.
That's right, Doctor. Yes.
God bless you.
We invite you and your viewers, Doctor.
How long have you been doing that, Champa?
Since I was living in D.C., it's probably now close to 18 years.
Wow. Have you witnessed amazing things?
Not really. I've only seen escorts that kind of keep the young mothers from, seeing us or speaking to us, you know, when we want to tell them there is help available. That is the only disturbing thing I have witnessed. And, of course, I've been going after work and, you know, when the clinics have not been, functioning, you know.
Yeah.
We do the 40 days for life.
Yes.
That comes up in the fall.
God bless you for doing what you do. And I love that. I used to teach Sri Lankan officers that lilting voice. Beautiful. God bless you and everybody who's praying to protect the most vulnerable. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.